Hello, educators. Welcome to Leave It at the Door, the podcast that helps teachers like you set boundaries, find balance, and rediscover the joy in teaching. I'm Annie Middlemist.
And I'm Robin Elliott, and we have spent decades supporting teachers in and out of the classroom.
Most importantly, we've been in your shoes, and we understand the challenges that you face every day.
So, take a deep breath, shake off the stress of the day, and let's learn to leave it at the door.
Good morning, Robin Elliott. How are you today?
Good morning, Annie Middlemist. I am doing very well, my friend. How are you feeling?
I am great. I love when we hop on these calls so that we can see each other and talk about what's happening on the East Coast and what's happening in the West, because I'm usually in flip-flops and there you are in a wool hat at the same time on the same day. I have my windows open and it's gonna be a pretty warm one. So,
and I have a blanket behind me. Yes,
and you have a blanket.
Very different places.
That's what makes this podcast so fun, is that we are always sharing different things, different experiences we have in our jobs, in the workplace, and also where we're living. And I really want to make sure that our listeners start to learn how special you are and how much you contribute to the world in your profession. Today, we're going to do our episode called Get to Know Robin. How does that sound?
That sounds great. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Very kind.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you four questions. There's not a time limit on your answer, just to help us get to know you, how interesting you are, and share whatever you feel comfortable sharing. Number one.
Yes,
number
ma'am.
One, where do you live and what do you do, Robin?
I live in New York City, on the Upper East Side of Manhattan. I work at a university in Brooklyn. And I, as you can tell from my accent, I'm not from here. I'm originally from a small town in South Carolina, but I've been in this magical city for over 22 years. And I am very fortunate to live in a cool city and also work in education. I was a teacher for many years. Special ed teacher was my background, and administrator. And right now I work at a university in Brooklyn, New York. And it's very fun because I'm a professor. I'm the associate dean of the School of Education. And one of my favorite jobs ever is I'm the director of social emotional academic development. So that means that I am so lucky and I have a fun job to work with students and get to meet them and know them on a personal level and help support them as they graduate to college and help find tools and resources for them. So when they graduate, they will have a great plan in place as they leave our university. So that's a little bit about what I do and where I came from.
It sounds like pretty fun work.
It is. I'm very lucky once again. Yes, it's awesome.
So tell me, how did you get into this work? You said you were a teacher and then now you are an associate dean working in social emotional world. How did you find that?
That's a great question, Annie. So I would say it all stemmed from fourth grade. I had my favorite teacher ever, and she was the reason I wanted to become a teacher. Her name was Miss Capel. She was so fun, and she just helped us think about ourselves, and she really promoted kindness in the classroom. So being in her classroom, she knew what strengths other people had. So she asked me one day to take names while she went to the restroom, which I don't recommend leaving a 10-year-old in charge of a classroom. That's not legal, but back then you could do it. So she asked me to watch the class while she was gone. And so she gave a piece of chalk to go up to the chalkboard. And if anybody talked or did not follow directions, put their name on the board. Well, my best friend Marcy took advantage of that opportunity because we were best friends and started talking. And I said, Marcy, you've been warned. And I put her name on the board. So she kept talking because she thought because I was a teacher in charge that she would have different roles. So she kept on talking. I kept giving her checks. She had about 5 checks beside her name. And when the teacher came back, she said I did a good job taking notes, taking names for the classroom, and that I would be a great teacher. And that was a long time ago. And that led me to be a fourth grade teacher when I went to after I got out of college. That's a long answer, but that's why I became a teacher. And Marcy and I are best friends to this day, but she did try to take advantage of me. She tried to take advantage of my kindness. So that's why I became a teacher today.
That's awesome. Everyone has just some kind of a story, right? How they got into, especially teaching, As we talk about, the teaching is a calling, and many of us, whether we started teaching right away or when we were older, if we really reflect back on our life, it was always our destiny. And definitely your destiny and the bossy side of you as well, which is fun.
Absolutely, absolutely. Definitely the bossy.
Okay, number three, what is a common misconception that people have about you, and how do you overcome it?
Oh, that's another good one, Annie. So I would say a lot of people think because I'm from the South that I'm stupid or that I'm slow. So I always do a lot of times the students will try to take advantage of me because they'll hear my accent and things like that. So that's a common misconception because I'm from the South that I'm not aware of things that go on in this world and that I'm not as educated as other people. So that is what I deal with on a basis here. And I just overcome that by just trying to be as well-rounded as I can. I watch the news as much as I can. And that was one of the reasons that motivated me to get my doctorate because I wanted to have a terminal degree to kind of show that it doesn't matter where you come from, but education is very important in all states and across all cultures.
Absolutely. And let's point out, you don't just have one doctorate, Dr. Elliot.
Dose. Yes. I have problems. You said I'm bossy. I'm controlling. I can't get enough boundaries. We're going to talk about boundaries later on in the podcast, right? So that's
Yes.
some
Not
great
just
life
one doctorate, but
examples.
you have two. Yes. Overcoming those misconceptions and proving yourself as someone who brings intelligence, kindness, wisdom, and education to the table.
Oh, that's kind. Yeah.
Absolutely. I do still enjoy your accent terribly, but I enjoy your wisdom more.
Oh, I like it. I like it. Let's make t-shirts that say that. Okay. Love it.
Right. This brings us to question number four. This is a very open-ended question, so I'm going to bring it down a little bit. What brings you the most joy in your work?
Can I give two answers? Oh, in my work. Okay. All right. In my work, I would say, because I have the luxury to work with some really awesome students from all over the world, I love when they come to me with their aha moments and they're like, oh my gosh, Dr. Elliott, you were right. And we do a lot of workshops on boundary, goal setting, a lot of the social emotional competencies, study strategies. So being a professor, I love to see them achieve academically. That's wonderful. But I love when they come to me and they say, oh my goodness, I made a boundary and I put my phone away last night and I went to bed at a decent time and I passed my test because I unplugged and I didn't get on the group chat with my friends till midnight. So thank you for that little bit of wisdom or that suggestion. It was very helpful. To me, that is my biggest joy in my career. I really enjoy seeing these students and I love watching them build a sense of community in a world that can be so challenging and where there's a lot of differences. Like you mentioned, you and I, you have flip-flops on. You know, I have three layers of socks on at the moment. Having these students coming from all across the world and coming to New York City to a melting pot and having them build relationships with each other is really, really very exciting, and that's part of my joy. That really brings me joy, me meeting with them every week and learning from them as we share with each other and building that sense of community and relationships with them to help them get through their day and their semester and hopefully graduate.
Awesome. So you did say you wanted to answer twice. So do you want me to also ask you what brings you joy in your personal life?
Oh, thank you. I love to spend time at home. I'm a homebody. I love to spend time home with my husband, and I have two dogs, Harlem and Brooklyn. So we live near Central Park. So I have a good friend, Annie, that reminds me of how lucky I am to live near a beautiful park. So I love to spend time with them and walk around the park with my husband and my dogs and just kind of decompress. So thank you for asking that and letting me share that. That is what gives me the energy to keep on going so I can work with students and these student teachers. That's what makes me
Yes, that
happy,
is one
brings me.
thing I really want to honor and respect in you is that you make your weekends about family and your faith and just filling back up so that the week doesn't totally deplete you. That's one of your greatest gifts and assets that I respect very much.
Well, thank you.
So
And you helped me with that. But for that.
that's true. That's true. We do help each other with all of these things. Yeah. So thank you so much for your time to introduce yourself. Now our listeners understand better who they're listening to. Not only are we friends on opposite sides of the continent, but we come together in the middle and we both have very interesting backgrounds that hopefully will make this a really fun podcast as we go forward. And we can really help the teachers who we want to help because we both realize that burnout is a thing and we want mental health to be focused on the teachers, not just the students we serve.
Absolutely. I couldn't say it better myself. Thank you. Thank you for interviewing me and letting me answer these questions.
Absolutely.
Oh,
Well, I hope you have. Oh, sorry, I interrupted you. You go.
that's okay. No, I'm sorry. I'm chatty. I said it's always fun. Always fun talking with you. Love it.
Yeah, it's great. Okay, so we will have another topic next week that will be focused specifically on our teachers. And I want to thank everyone for listening, and we will be talking to you and dropping another episode next week. So I will say goodbye to you, Robin. I hope you enjoy the rest of your weekend, and I'll talk to you next weekend.
Thank you. Enjoy yours. Have a good one.
Thanks,
Bye.
man.
See ya.